Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Camp. This might be your date with destiny.
Listening to The Peaceful Planet synthesized from spirit through the mediumship of Robert Murray. Listen in to The Peaceful Planet every Saturday at 12 noon Central.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny radio show. Hope you guys are having a good day so far. Starting out a new week here on our famous little Monday night shows. And today is January 7th, 2008. Welcome to the new year of 2008. Should be a really powerful year, actually. I'm certainly hoping that it is for all of us, that we have an incredible year. Now, it's very interesting, you know, because we are heading into this 2012 situation, which occurs now in just 4 years. It's getting closer and closer. And you know, many things have been predicted about this time in history, and the Mayan calendar, which was created a long time ago, ends in 2008, and for those of you who haven't read my newsletter, there's been a lot of predictions made about what's going to happen on the Earth, and, you know, it just seems like every year that we're doing more and more bad things on the planet, and it almost feels like on some level that there's some kind of payback that is due for a lot of us, for some people, for whatever reason. So we'll see what happens. I'm not one of these doomsayer type people normally, but I do see a lot of signs developing here. I do see a lot of things happening and in the world, and I'm just paying attention. And I think that's the best thing to do. We should just pay attention and see what happens and be aware. Be aware of what's going on. The latest findings on the North Pole say that of the ice melting in the northern latitudes say that the North Pole will be completely an ocean of water with no ice by the year 2013. Now, that's an estimate. So wouldn't it be interesting if it actually happened in 2012 or even sooner? Because they say it's just accelerating, and it's way beyond their original predictions, which were like 50 years from now. It would be 50 years. Now they're saying it's going to be 4 years. I mean, that's a dramatic difference when you think about it. So it's not, and it's not even the North Pole ice. It's the biggest problem. It's the ice in Greenland. Apparently, there's enough water in Greenland that if it all melts, and it is melting too, just like the North Pole, that the ocean sea level would go up at least 30 feet. So 30 feet would put pretty much Florida underwater. 30 feet would put New Orleans back underwater by far. 30 feet would reduce coasts, would destroy billions upon billions of coastline property and make them completely worthless. People who have invested and spent, you know, their life savings on a vacation home on the coast, all those properties will be gone. People that are more inland will have beachfront property. But that's just that part of it. And then other people in cultures that aren't so fortunate, who live on islands and things, they're going to be completely, they're going to be out of there. People are going to die. It could be like massive death. So this is just one of many things that is happening. So we we don't know exactly what's going to happen. We just don't really know, you know. But we do know that there are signs pointing to things. And this is a good time to talk about what we're going to talk about tonight, which is the sevens and nines and the material victory and spiritual victory. It's kind of a good night, too, because today is a seven of spades day. So let's talk about these sevens. You know, if you learn the card system a little bit that I work with, that I've written books about, you begin to develop a healthy respect for sevens and nines when they show up in your reading. You begin to think, wow, in the last time I had a seven, you know, something really bad happened to me. And now when I get a seven or a nine, I'm paying attention to what's happening because these cards are very powerful. These cards, especially if they're in spades, of course, the spades will be the strongest of all the cards. So we develop a respect for sevens and nines, and we tend to think in them, we tend to be afraid of them, and we tend to be really concerned when they show up. And they represent problems, challenges, difficulties, losses, catastrophes, accidents, breakups, betrayals, all sorts of, you know, negative things that we normally don't want to have happen in our life are associated with sevens and nines, especially when those sevens and nines fall in the particular periods of like Mars, Saturn, or in the Pluto position or in a displacement position. These sevens and nines are the numbers that we see them and we go, oh, wow, what bad thing is going to happen to me next? That's basically how most of us look at that. So, but what is the real thing about sevens and nines? This is what we need to talk about tonight. Like, what is the real thing going on? And are they really bad? The very first book that was written about the cards, which was written in 1894, was published. It's called The Mystic Test Book. And in there, he talks about the meanings of the numbers quite a bit. And he says that sevens represent material challenges, but spiritual victory. Actually, I think he refers to both sevens and nines in that way, as being spiritual victory, but material challenges. So what would be, we know what material victory would be like. That would be like when you just come into a lot of money and you work hard and you have a lot of success in your life. You have good fortune of some kind. Something good happens. You get a wish fulfilled. These are like Jupiter kinds of events, you know, things that we like, things that are good, things that we are wanting, or getting what we want, basically. Getting what we want is basically a material victory in most cases, especially when it deals with material things, money, love, sex, power, pleasure, those sort of things. This is material victory, and it's good. There's nothing wrong with it. There's another kind of victory, though. It's called spiritual victory. And spiritual victory is when you become really the master of life. Because, see, material victory comes to us like good luck. It's like good luck happened to me last week. Good fortune happened to me. But we don't have any connection with it necessarily. We might think we did it, but really, we don't really have any sense of like that we could always repeat that necessarily. It's like good luck happened to me. You know, a bank error in your favor, collect $200. Go to free parking, collect $200, something like this. But a spiritual victory comes when we meet a challenge of an internal nature, And out of meeting that challenge of an internal nature, we then have a material victory, but we're no longer attached to the material part of it. We actually don't really care. Because we've made the real transformation inside, and that sense of victory that we get from that is much more profound and much deeper than any material victory, which is basically a transitory situation. Material victories can come and go. A spiritual victory is almost like, it's like an epiphany of knowledge that once we have it, we will never forget it. That's how it works. So in a way, spiritual victory is much more meaningful and it's much more desirable. But, in fact, it's harder. It's much harder because it requires that we go inside. It requires that we take a look at what's happening, how we are responsible for the challenge that's facing us. or the difficulties that we're going through. It requires us to take ownership and responsibility for what's happening, to look inside ourselves for the answers instead of trying to change the world outside of us. And most people just won't do that. They just don't do it and won't do it. They're not interested in that. It's too difficult. They don't want to be the cause. They don't want to be the one that is at fault for what's happening. That's how we look at it. You know, it's whose fault is it? Is it my fault? Is it your fault? But in fact, a spiritual victory brings the deepest sense of satisfaction, and it also brings mundane or material success at the same time. Now, if you are into the card system and you have done your cards for a while, you're aware of the sevens and nines, and you see them coming and you think, well, you know, here comes a seven. Oh, my God, what's going to happen to me? Here comes a nine. What's going to happen in that regard? And that may be exactly what happens. Something bad may happen to you, but it doesn't have to. But if something bad does occur, what is that anyway? If it's a seven, just imagine for a moment that sevens and nines are the numbers of the Spirit, the numbers of God, the numbers of the truth. And imagine you have a seven and something really bad happens to you. And imagine for a moment that maybe that thing that's happening to you is the embodiment of God's love for you. Now, how could a problem or a disappointment or a disaster or an accident be God's love for us? This is the real question, you know. How could that be? Oh, if God loved me, he wouldn't put me through so much pain and agony and suffering. But think about it for a minute. What is the meaning of pain? In most cases, there's two kinds of pain, you know. There's physical pain, which you get when you hurt yourself, burn yourself, bump your head, stub your toe. There's that kind of pain. And then there's the mental pain. And most of the pain that we experience, 90% or more of the pain we experience in life, is mental pain. And what is mental pain? It is that there's a difference between what we want and what we expect and what's happening out there. And then when that happens, when something happens in our life that we didn't want to happen, now we are unhappy. Now we are experiencing suffering, mental and emotional suffering. Why? Because we were attached. We are only suffering because we were attached to something. Now, if you were a loving father or a loving mother and you had a child and you saw this child was totally attached to, like, getting something, it's the same way every day or something, and maybe that something wasn't really good for them. Let's say that your child was just totally attached to having candy every day, and you said, well, I know this is not good for my child, and I can see it's hurting their teeth, it's hurting their health. What would you do? Would you just keep giving them the candy and letting them hurt themselves, letting them, you know, just because if you say no to them, they're going to scream and cry, and they're going to throw a tantrum and hold their breath until they turn blue in the face? You know what? This reminds me of a story when I was a child, and my mother tells me this story, that I think I was about 4 years old. And I found out that if I held my breath and threatened to pass out, I could get my parents to give me anything I wanted. So if anything didn't go my way and I got really upset about it, I would just hold my breath until I was about blue in the face. And then they would relent and give in to me and give me what I wanted. And it became a real problem. And my mother actually went to a doctor and asked him what he should do about me. And the doctor said, just let him pass out. He'll be okay. It'll only have to happen once. So the next time, I forget what happened. There was some event that happened that really made me upset. And it was ridiculous. It wasn't even that big of a deal. But I threw a tantrum up about it. And I held my breath. And my mother, in spite of it, and it was hard for my mom to do this, you know, because she cares about me and all this, but she just let me pass out. And that was the last time I ever did that. Now, some people say it's cruel and unusual punishment, but it's not. And this is how God is, and this is how our life is. When things bad happen to us, we think it's bad, but we don't realize that God is behind all of this. And these sevens and nines that we get are meant to do good things in our life. If there is pain and suffering, if you're experiencing pain or suffering under a seven or nine, guess what? You're misreading the situation. If I'm upset or unhappy or disappointed in under a seven or a nine, it is my thinking that's out, not the universe. The universe and everything that's happening in it is all under God's jurisdiction. It's all according to divine law. It's all perfect. It's all the way it's supposed to be. So all these little upsets that we get, and we all get upset about stuff, let's face it. You know, one of my favorite peeves is people in traffic. You know, I can just go on and on about the way people drive. No matter where I am, no matter what state I am, there's always something weird about the way people drive. And they do some really idiotic things, and I can just sit there and rant and rave in my car about it. But that's just my thing, you know. I've learned that God is always trying to show me to be patient, because that's one of my most difficult areas. Patience. And impatience has gotten me into a lot of trouble in my life. And God keeps reminding me, hey, just slow down and enjoy yourself. Take it easy. Relax. Life is good. Have a good time. So when you get a seven in your life, I remember, now I have done extensive work on myself because on my prosperity thing, and I've written a book about it, and I've taught classes, and I've helped, I don't know, hundreds, maybe thousands of people with their prosperity consciousness. Out of the work I did on myself, I didn't even want to talk about it until I had accomplished the goal of myself. I had overcome my poverty. But even so, things sometimes scare me. I'm not perfect. But overall, I'm a money-generating machine. I have developed a positive attitude about money. I am extremely grateful for all the beautiful, wonderful things in my life. And that keeps money coming to me. Well, one year I had a seven of diamonds coming up in the Mars period. With a jack of spades, and I thought, whoa, this is potentially a seven of diamonds means a money challenge, and a jack of spades, in a negative way, can mean a thief. So I thought, this is a potentially very hard situation here. Somebody's going to rip me off, and I was getting ready to go to Florida to teach for 2 weeks, and I thought, oh my God, well, I'm gone. Somebody's going to break into my house and steal all my stuff. I laugh about that word stuff. I mean, because, you know, we all got this stuff. And if you've ever heard George Carlin's little skit on stuff, it's just absolutely hysterical. And the way we are about our stuff and everything. So anyway, I was really concerned because I had a recording studio in my house. I had a computer. I had several expensive musical instruments. And I thought, oh my God, I can't leave all this here. So I had a truck with a pickup truck with a cap on the back, and I put everything that was valuable of mine in my truck and took it with me down to Florida. I'm embarrassed to admit this, but that's what I did. But it was really interesting because what happened in that period was, instead of getting ripped off, I actually made more money than I had ever made in one planetary period in my whole life. In that Mars period, under that seven of diamonds, which is on the positive side, is a millionaire's card. And because I had actually overcame my poverty before that, it didn't manifest as a negative for me. I didn't have a legal money problem or a rip-off problem or whatever else that would have been. So every seven has that. Every seven is about a challenge, an apparent challenge. And what do we do with it? Seven of Hearts will challenge us in the area of relationships. Somebody will betray us or get angry at us or leave us or abandon us or something. This is what a Seven of Hearts can bring, or what we're afraid that it will bring. A Seven of Clubs is just a negative mental attitude. You know, just missing opportunities because we're kind of depressed or looking at things the wrong way. It's more like an overall attitude problem. It's pessimism, negativity. Seven of Diamonds, of course, is financial problems on the negative side. And Seven of Spades is health problems or work problems. But usually health, you know, and health is like a big one. I mean, that can be really serious. You get a health problem, it could be something that's very big and very difficult to deal with. So all these sevens present these kind of challenges, but every seven can be magically transformed. every single seven can be magically transformed. And you can think about this in your life, even if you don't know your cards. When you're under a situation where you feel challenged, you feel betrayed, or you feel money, scared about money, or you feel worried, you're sick and you're having health problems, the answer is always the same. And the cards teach us that the answer to sevens is gratitude. Gratitude is the answer. If I break my left leg, the seven says, look at your right leg and be grateful. You got another leg that's working. Look at your two arms that are working. The seven of diamonds says, if you have a big bill that comes in the mail unexpectedly and it's going to cost you a lot of money, look around your house and look at how rich you are. Don't focus all your attention on that bill. It's okay that the bill's there. There's no big deal about it. Just be grateful. That's the remedy. And you can transform a seven. And you can have a sense of freedom and elatedness after you have a seven. You can have a breakthrough, an epiphany, and realize that you have everything. And everything is perfect and everything is good. You can have a spiritual experience. You can have a taste of cosmic consciousness under a seven. But only after you have broken through your own pessimistic, limited thinking way of being when that situation comes up. Now, a nine is different than a seven because a nine means an ending of something. And a nine card coming up in our spread means something is coming to an end. And, you know, we just don't like things to end. As human beings, we're really attached to everything staying the same, kind of. You know, we're sort of like, you know, well, you know, I got a good thing going here. I don't want to lose it. I'm in a bad marriage, but I'd rather have this marriage and be alone. Think about it. We are basically afraid of loss. We're afraid of endings. We are. It's human nature. I'm not saying every single person in every single case. I'm just saying as a rule, human beings are afraid about losing. And nines can mean losing stuff. It can mean a death of a relationship. It can mean the death of a job, the ending. It can mean the death of a way of being, a place that you live. Your pet could die under a nine of spades. You could have a loss of a relationship. You could have a loss of a job. You could have all sorts of things. Nines represent endings. But see, there's another thing about nines, and that is that when we let go, and just let it go, we realize that we are connected to everything, and everything's perfect, just the way it is. I remember once I had a nine of diamonds. I always pick diamonds, I guess, in a Mercury period. And I didn't know what it was going to bring. I mean, it can mean all kinds of things. Well, I got a phone call in that period. I was planning to teach an astrology class at this local metaphysical bookstore where I was living. And then the call came in and said, you know, Robert, we regret to tell you this, but we actually double booked that weekend that you're supposed to teach. And there's another guy who's already teaching astrology, who's teaching astrology too, and he had the class before you did, so we're going to have to let him teach that class that night and not you or that day. Well, my initial reaction was, well, I was really kind of angry, and I wanted to kind of blame them, the people at the store, for messing it up and, you know, all that. And I was doing the nine thing. I was doing the negative nine dance, which is to be upset, disappointed, mentally down about it, then get into whining and complaining and blaming. That was what I was starting to do. But I caught myself, and I'm amazed that I did, but I did. I caught myself, and I went, And I said, you know, I said, that's fine. That is cool. And then in that moment, when I let go, I realized that I didn't really want to teach that astrology class anyway, because I was really working on a book at that time, and I really wanted to stay focused on my book, and teaching that class was really just something I wanted to do to make a little extra money, and I was actually doing okay financially. At first, I looked at it as a financial loss. It was a nine of diamonds. It was a financial loss, a sudden, unexpected financial loss. It was related to plans. That's why it was a nine of diamonds in Mercury. When I let go, I realized, oh man, everything is beautiful. And then I helped promote that guy teaching his class, and he went on to promote my books to the people in the class, my books on the cards. And it ended up being a really beautiful experience, and I ended up feeling so free about the whole thing. I ended up feeling so like, wow, everything is perfect. I don't need to fight the universe anymore. So when you see a 9 coming up, it's time to let go of something. But, you know, a 9 can also mean a completion of something that you have been trying to achieve or wanting for a long time. For example, you can have a 9 of hearts, long range, and a 9 of hearts is often associated with divorce. But if you're single, a 9 of hearts long range can mean the year you get married. It can mean it's a marriage card, the fulfillment. It can mean the end of being single and the fulfillment of always wanting to have this relationship of whatever nature that is. So 9 of hearts can mean that. 9 of spades can mean completing a long job that you've been working on or having the ideal job come into your life. Having sort of a dream, a vision come true that you wanted to do, something work-wise. I speak of this because right now, as I speak to you, my long-range card this year is a 9 of spades. 9 of spades is the scariest card in the deck. I mean, literally, maybe the 8 of spades could be scarier, but only in certain situations. 9 of spades is scary almost everywhere. You ask anybody who's read the cards for a while, I'll tell you, 9 of spades. I have a long range this year. And I have conversations with God on my own. I mean, I have a little agreements and discussions, and I'll just converse with him. And I said before the year began, I said, whatever you want me to let go of, just take it away. I'm willing to let go. I believe that God's hand is on me at all times. If something comes up that says, you've got to stop doing this, even if it meant stopping doing the cards and my work with astrology, if it meant ending my marriage, if it meant anything, I would be willing to do it if that's what the universe was calling for. Because it would make sense. It would be perfect. If it happened, it would be perfect. So I'm not, I entered this year with an attitude of openness to what do I let go of? And with non-attachment, because you can't have attachment under a 9. Because a 9 means letting go. It is the last number in the cycle. From 1 to 10, 9 is where it stops and then it starts over again. So 9 is like Pisces, the last sign in the zodiac. It's the ending. It's the completion. It's letting go. It's giving it away, not holding on. You can't be selfish under a 9. You have to be willing to give. So here I am under 9 of spades, long range year. I'm in the Jupiter period. Saturn is coming up. I have some difficult cards coming up in Saturn, but, you know, I'm going to deal with those as they come because I know that God loves me. He's with me. He's in my heart. He's keeping my heart breathing, beating my breath going, and I'm grateful for every moment here and all the fun that I'm having while I'm here. It's a lot of fun being here when you think about it. I mean, just, you know, whatever you're doing, look around your house, how beautiful it is. Look at the things you have. All of you must have so much to be grateful for. So these 7s and 9s don't have to be scary. They may scare you because we do get attached. We do get attached to things. We get attached to things. We get attached to relationships. I mean, I've seen people, their cat dies and they go into a depression for a year. I mean, we get so attached. I mean, we can have just the same kind of affection for an animal that we have for a human. We can get attached to a material thing. I consider myself fairly unattached materially, but I lost a few years back. I lost a ring that I had worn for almost 20 years, and it took me a year. I think it was even over a year afterwards. I still would think that ring was on my finger and look down, and it wasn't there, and I'd feel a little bit of sadness about that. And there is sadness in life. You know, there is a mourning period when something ends, and that's natural, and there's nothing wrong with it. But it's all part of life. Everything that has a beginning has an ending. And that's the story for 9s. And just because a 9 is coming up doesn't mean you're going to have some tragic disappointment or loss. I remember the year I had a 9 of diamonds long range. This was about 10, 12 years ago. And so many wonderful things happened to me that year. Things that I had wanted for 20 years or more, like I learned to fly that year, and I got my pilot's license, and I got an airplane and started flying, and it was just, that was like such a incredible fulfillment, and it was the ending of that desire, in other words. So every nine is an ending, but it can be the ending of wanting, in the case of diamonds. It can be the ending of being alone, in the case of hearts. It can mean the ending of a huge project, in the case of the spades. And with clubs, too, because clubs is about mental projections. Having a nine of clubs can mean also the ending of a long-term project like completing a book or something that's related to the clubs field. So we ought not be afraid of these difficult things that come in our life. If anything bad is happening to you right now, you have to understand that it's God's hand. He's helping us to let go of our attachments. We're like the little children that are attached to our candy that's destroying our health. And he's like the loving father that's taking it away. He knows we have to feel the pain of it. He knows that we're going to feel the pain of it, but he's not doing it from a place of hurt, of anger, or trying to punish us. It's being done to us from love. Everything in our life comes from love. Whatever problems you're having, whether they're financial, emotional, whether they're physical, health-wise, or whatever, these challenges and these problems that you're experiencing, there's a message for you there. There's something that for you to learn. It's either about letting go, or it's about having a different attitude. It's about looking at life differently. And once we master that, once we're able to master being in this flow and looking at life in the right way, life ceases to have all these dreadful problems. It's not that you don't have any problems at all, but they become more refined. You don't have the gross problems like problems with money and relationship breaking up again and so forth and so on. Those things are more gross manifestations of problems. The problems become more refined. They become smaller. They might bug you just as much when they come up, but that's because we're always growing and we're always evolving and moving into a new awareness in our life. This is what happens when we have challenges in life and when the sevens and nines show up in our cards. So, happy Seven of Spades Day today. I hope you're having a great day. This is the day of spiritual work. It's the day of faith today. The whole thing about being a Seven of Spades is that you have to walk your walk. Your life has to be about faith, about believing in what you're about and what you're doing and not letting any of the problems that crop up stop you from moving forward. I wonder if anybody we know is born today. Oh, Katie Couric is born today. Nicholas Cage is born today. Let's see, Carolyn Bessette, who is now deceased, was JFK's wife. Kenny Loggins, very interesting. Paul Revere. Jan Winner, publisher. Butterfly McQueen was an actress a long time ago. Very interesting. Okay, guys, I hope you're enjoying the show. We're going to take a short break right now. We're going to play the song Om Namah Shivaya. And if you guys want to call in, now is the time to call in and get in line to ask some questions. I'm here for the rest of the evening to answer your personal questions. So give us a call. You have the number. And I'll be back in about 5 minutes. We're going to hear an Om Namah Shivaya. Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Camp. It is about 25 till 8 o'clock here in California. And we have a couple calls on the line, but there is still room to call in. So if you want to call in and ask a question, please do. I'd like to talk to Alan from Gilroy. Are you there, Alan?
Yes, I am. Pleasure to talk to you, Robert.
Yeah, hi, Alan. What's up with you?
Hey, so I just finished an ugly divorce. I'm an Eight of Diamonds. I was told that my wife is also an Eight of Diamonds. I'm put in the position where I'm going to need to sue her attorney. So how does my year look?
Okay, so you're going to sue him, not her?
Yeah, it in part of the marital settlement agreement, she gave me 100% of the personal property to hold her harmless for making false charges, which did not include her attorney's liability. So I'm going to have to sue him for making false charges, yada, yada. But, you know, I'm moving on with my life, and I'm thinking about becoming an airline pilot, and I'm just, you know, a lot of uncertainty in my life, but I'm optimistic.
Yeah, well, when I look at your, let me just say a few things, okay? Are you familiar at all with the system that I use?
I've been on your website very close to Lee Wong, whose birthday is today. She's having dinner with her mother, so she couldn't be here, so I'm listening for her. And so I look
for
at your website.
Who are you listening for?
Juliet Wong.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with her.
Yeah, she says she wants to take a course with you really soon.
Yeah, I think she's. Is she coming with the? Is she coming to the get together? I'm not sure actually.
She's gonna be. She told me she was gonna be seeing you really soon.
Yeah, she's coming. We're having a get together on next weekend, next Sunday, a class.
Yep, I think she's going to be there.
Yeah, today's her birthday.
Yes, it is.
Excellent. Okay, so anyway, your year shows that you. This is a year, this is a big transformation year for you. It's a death and rebirth year. It's meant to be a complete change in your life.
Yes, I've become pretty religious, among other things. So.
Oh, have you really?
Yeah.
As part of this process, you've also become religious?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But, you know, this is not just about religion. It's about a whole change of values for you, what kind of work you do,
yes.
What you do, you know, and your whole lifestyle, everything. So what we say, it's like a death and rebirth year. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're right on track. It sounds like you're right on track with everything you're doing. Now, this legal thing, if your legal cards are not that great this year, okay? There are good cards to have for legal matters,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have them. They're not bad necessarily, but they're not the greatest either, okay? So it's not like I could say to you, oh, definitely don't do it, because it's not that bad.
Okay.
But still, you should ask yourself, I mean, it doesn't hurt to approach it and see how it goes a little bit, but you don't want your whole life to be about a big legal battle. You know what I mean?
No, I don't want that to be. I really want to just get the ball rolling and have somebody else, you know, deal with it so that I can focus on my, you know, second life.
Yeah, so you want to be able to focus on what you're going to do next and, you know, having a good life from here forward, I'm sure. So,
mm-hmm.
So I think you're really on track with everything right now. Alan, and this is going to be a good year in many respects. And so, what is it you're going to? Are you actually starting a new job? Did you say?
I'm currently a human resource consultant. Not really working. I'm looking for a job. All the stuff that I got out of the marriage, I'm selling, and I'm looking to completely start over. Giving a real serious consideration about becoming a commercial airline pilot. One of my loves since I was a child. We'll see if I go down that path.
Do you already have your private pilot's license and everything?
No, I just started taking lessons.
Ah, good for you. Well, I think, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but I was talking about how I learned to fly in a particular year. And it was a dream come true for me. I waited, I had waited till, I was almost your age when I learned to fly.
Right.
And it was the most fun thing I ever did.
I'm having a blast too. I thought I would have been too old, but there's a extreme pilot shortage right now, and if I can if I can swing all the details to get it done, I would love to spend the rest of my professional career flying a jetliner.
Well, I don't doubt that you could do it. You have very good influences for it. So my advice to you is to push ahead and try for your dream and see what happens.
Thank you very much.
All right, Alan. Thanks for calling tonight.
Hey, take care. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah, I mean, I tell you, I don't know. I don't think the love of flying hits everybody, or the bug that makes you want to fly. I mean, a lot of people are afraid of flying even. But for me, it was the most exhilarating experience of my life. That day that I was tested for my private pilot's license, it was like an initiation into a secret society of sorts. It was just, I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the day that I flew home and now I was a pilot. It was just one of the highlights of my entire life. Okay, we have waiting on line number two, a woman named Priti from San Diego, and we have two lines open now, so if you want to call in, now's the time. So can I speak to Priti, please?
Hi, Robert. This is Priti.
How are you, Priti?
Oh, very well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I know you're coming to the class this weekend, so.
Yes, I'm really excited, and I wanted to listen in today. This is my first time listening to your show.
Oh, great. Great. So I have your birthday, and do you want to ask me a question or something?
Yes. I guess my question is similar to the last caller, Alan. I'm separated after a very long marriage, 23 years, and going through the divorce proceedings. But I have somebody that's come into my life, and I just don't want to be on the rebound, you know. I like this person a lot, and I don't know if they are going to be a major influence in my life, but I think that his cards appear so much in this part of the last few months of this year, and certainly in the Pluto cards for next year, and I just wanted to know what it really means.
What is his birthday?
His birthday is 29th of March, 1965.
Okay. Give me one second.
Yep.
Okay. So he's a 7 of clubs Sagittarian.
Yeah.
And you're a 6 of diamonds, 10 of diamonds, an Aries.
Uh-huh.
6 of diamonds, correct?
He's an Aries, too.
Right. Yes, that's true. You're both Aries.
Uh-huh.
You guys could have some good fights.
I don't want fights.
Oh, yes, you do. All Aries want to fight.
I don't.
Oh, yes, you do. Are you kidding? We'll have to ask your ex. Can we get your ex on the line, please? We have to ask the partners because nobody can see themselves clearly.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
And you're a 6 on top of it. 6 are fighters, too. Trust me.
Okay.
I've been with 6s before.
All right.
But anyway, he's showing up in Neptune for you this year. You're displacing the Jack of Clubs also this year. I mean, he is definitely showing up in your cards. And, I mean, it could be like destined that you're going to be with this guy.
Mm.
It almost looks that way. Okay. But, you know, I will say that, you know, you are on the rebound.
Mm.
It's important to know that that's what's really true.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't necessarily mean you shouldn't date anybody, but you should be aware that how it really works is that you're not going to know what you really want in a relationship for a while.
Mm.
You might think, you might just want somebody right now instead of just having nobody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, I've always been the person that would say, well, I'd rather be with somebody than be alone.
Mm.
You know, that was my philosophy. Not anymore, but that's how I was earlier in my life for many years. And, you know, I don't know where you're at with all. You were together for a long time. I mean, being alone for you could be a very scary proposition right now.
Well, I'm ready. I mean, he's moved out since February, and I feel good that this was actually the right thing for both of us, even though it was hard to go through.
Yeah, I get that that's the right thing, and you are in the process of really getting divorced, right?
Yes.
I mean, is there a
date? Why, doesn't it look like it? Does it not seem like it?
No, I'm asking you, is there a date to this divorce?
Yes, I would like to do it sometime in this first quarter, get everything finalized. I'm trying to work out an agreement.
Usually you just kind of do it, and then it takes like so many months, and then it's over.
Yeah, but I'm trying to not go through attorneys anymore and trying to work something out where it's fair for both of us and we can mutually work out the assets and dividing the assets and everything.
Yeah, is that turning out to be hard to do?
I think it's just the fact that we just decided over the holidays that we weren't going to involve the attorneys, and now I'm supposed to sit down and write down my thoughts and give it to him and let him think about it and see if we can come up with a mutual agreement. I'm hoping that within this first quarter we'll be able to hash all of those little details out.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, I certainly think that everything's going to work out fine for you. I do still think this guy is a transition relationship for you. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Uh-huh.
You know, because we try to do things a certain way. We try to, follow certain rules as human beings, but that's not always the best thing.
Hmm.
You understand?
Yeah, but he shows up as my Pluto card for next year.
Yeah, well, so what?
Okay.
is that bad?
No, I'm just wondering, because you see the marriage cards as well, and I got a King of Spades, and I'm thinking, is this the guy?
Well, you know that there is definitely some compatibility with the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you're aware of this, but he ends up being moon to you. Do you know that?
I don't understand what that means, though.
Okay. Well, you should read about the moon connection a little bit.
Okay.
Because it's really one of the best connections for marriage that there is, the moon connection. But there's a certain thing about the moon connection, that is that in the moon connection, there's always a leader and a follower.
Mm.
And the follower will be the person who is the moon card. Follow me so far?
So he would be the follower?
That's right.
And would he be happy with being a follower?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's the question, see.
Mm-hmm.
And, when a man meets a woman that he's moon to, he always really likes her, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've been with women that I'm moon to, and there's a fascination about them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just always love to hear them talk and just kind of enamored with them.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you're a man that's a real leadership-oriented kind of person, like I am, it just won't work.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Now, it works for some men, though, and his birthday is not necessarily leadership-oriented, but I don't know him that well, to
mm-hmm.
say. I can't make the final determination about him.
Okay.
But it'll depend a lot, on who he is. You guys are definitely compatible. I see fun in your next year. There is even potential for marriage. Who knows?
Okay.
Everything's possible.
All right.
Maybe when we look at your astrology next weekend, we'll be able to find out more about what's going to happen for you.
That sounds great.
This coming weekend.
That
so I look forward
great.
To meeting you, Priti.
Yes, me too. Thank you.
Okay, I'll see you on Sunday.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, we're earlier than the top of the hour, so I think we'll go ahead and take our next caller, which is Susanna calling from Santa Monica. Are you there, Susanna?
Yes, I am. Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
Very well, thank you.
Are you July 15th, 1948?
I am.
So I'm speaking
I'm the King of Clubs.
Yeah, I am speaking to a King of Clubs. My favorite card in the whole deck.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really? Well, I had such a fascination. I've enjoyed reading your book so very much. So I do Vedic astrology. So
Oh, excellent.
This has been kind of a fun, kind of a little adjunct for me to have, but I wanted to ask you, since I know I've heard you speak at the King of Clubs a lot, about this year for myself, because I have an opportunity to really expand my business, and I wanted to ask you how this next year looks for me for that.
Well, the years in this system begin on your birthday, so you're right in the middle of your year right now.
Yes.
And you are right in the Jupiter period of the year right now.
Yes.
Which just began about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And you have the Millionaire's card right now.
Is that the Seven of Diamonds?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, good things could happen financially. Now, I don't know if you heard me talking earlier in the show, but the Seven of Diamonds is one of those numbers that's a spiritual number. So the success of that will be a lot judged by your relationship with prosperity,
mm-hmm.
you know, where you're at with that personally.
You mean about how I relate to money?
Yep.
Yeah.
You come from a place of source or from a place of lack? Because Seven of Diamonds can cause problems to come up too,
mm-hmm.
financially speaking. But not usually in Jupiter, because, you know, Jupiter is a benefic, as you're well aware.
Yes, very much so.
Being an astrologer that you are.
Yes.
So, you know, you have a Three of Spades and a Seven of Diamonds, which means working two jobs at the same time and making money.
And I do that.
Okay, so you're all right in line, and things look good. I don't see any problems here. I mean, I see you working hard in your Saturn period, which comes up in February 9th.
Yeah, I saw that.
But it's still, those aren't bad cards, you know. Those are good cards.
What about as far as a relationship? I've been out of a relationship now for about 4 years, and this is the longest I've ever been not partnered.
Uh-huh.
And I was reading what you said, the Jack of Clubs of all cards like to be partnered. And I have
you
to
mean the King of Clubs?
King of Clubs, I mean.
Yeah.
King of Clubs. And so I was wondering if you see a relationship in the next year or so for me.
Well, between now and your birthday, nothing really strong. I mean, between now and the end of the year. No, sorry. Let me rephrase that. Between now and your birthday, nothing really strong showing up. There are some possibilities. One thing I'm seeing a lot of on your cards is I'm seeing a lot of Ten of Hearts as you get into April, May, and June.
Yes.
And you really should be thinking about social like situations, like groups, and you should be thinking about advertising, perhaps getting your own radio show. You should be thinking about like groups of people. And that can also bring romantic fulfillment, too. You can meet somebody in a group situation. So I would be really planning for that in April and May and June.
Okay.
Like getting the word out about what you're doing.
Well, that's exactly what I'm doing now. So it's interesting that you say that. I actually do work with men. So my business is going to be expanding in that way, so I'll be involved in groups.
And I see, if not before then, I see you in a relationship in September of this year.
Okay.
Yeah. A very satisfying one.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. You're going to be back in your feminine side again.
Yeah. Well, I've definitely, in my Vedic astrology, I'm in Venus now, so I've definitely moved into more of that period. So it's very interesting how this kind of corresponds with that.
Is your Venus... your Venus well aspected in your Vedic chart?
Yes, it is. Yeah, and in my main chart and also my natal chart and also my Devamsa, if you know about that. So I'm actually in a very good period of my life. So that's why I was looking at the cards. But I'm loving studying this. I would love to take a class with you sometime.
Yeah, I don't do that many classes, but I do announce them. We have this one thing coming up next weekend here in Concord.
Okay.
On Sunday, but that's, you know, I don't, where do you live?
Santa Monica.
Oh, Santa Monica, yeah. But the last caller, she's coming up from that area too, San Diego, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the last caller before you.
Well, if I wasn't going to be gone this weekend, that's one of the reasons I actually saw it on your website, I'd be there, but I'm certainly going to watch when you do something again, but I've got your books, and I'd love to order...
This next year, Susanna, is going to be incredible for you.
Yeah. This
and,
year that I'm in now, 08...
Well, no, the one that starts on your next birthday.
Okay.
I mean, you have such good cards. I really see this being a really fulfilling year for you. I mean, and if your Venus is as well aspected as you say, that's very appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
The way it should be.
Yeah, it definitely feels like that.
You know, I have Venus and Taurus in my Vedic, and I was my Venus Dasha. I was married for 3 times, but I was married the entire time.
Oh wow! That's well. I'm a Taurus ascendant, so you and I get along well.
Yeah, I'm sure. I always get along well with King of Clubs. I'm married to one.
Oh, you are. Oh, no wonder you like the King of Clubs.
This is my second King of Clubs wife.
Wow. I found it interesting what you said about King of Clubs, though, that they can either, when I looked at the Two of Clubs, which is the, is that the...
Two of Spades.
Two of Spades is the planetary ruling card, right?
Well, your planetary ruler is the Two of Clubs.
Yeah.
But the King of Clubs also has a karma card, the Two of Spades.
Okay.
And that's the part where every King of Clubs is sort of destined to be in a working partnership,
mm-hmm.
a partnership that is working and romantic.
Yes.
That's very common. It's not every single one, but that's most common. And I've known so many King of Clubs, you know, men and women, and it just that pattern just repeats over and over again with people I've met.
Well, that's why I say I miss being, and I've always seemed to have my most successes when I've been in partnership.
Yeah, I think you always will, actually. Mm-hmm. I think you will always have more success in concert with somebody else. And then, on top of that, you're a two ruling card, so for you being alone, that's really going to be hard.
It is. Well, you know, actually it's actually been, the last 4 years has been quite an amazing time spiritually, and it's been a lot of growth waves for me.
Yeah.
And I've actually enjoyed it. Like you say, there's a certain amount of me that's pretty independent that doesn't like to lose my independence.
Yeah.
But I also really am just now beginning to feel the sense of really wanting a partner, so.
Yeah.
Everything is
right in time.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's going to happen, but I've certainly enjoyed speaking with you, and I hope I get the opportunity to meet you sometime.
Yeah, and feel free to call in and get on the show if you're studying the cards, because we also have kind of card classes on these shows sometimes.
Oh, good.
And we'll just have people call in with their questions about how to interpret the cards or, you know, questions about the system, and you're welcome to call in anytime.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
All right, Suzanne, great talking to you.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take a short break right now, and the lines are open. If you want to call, now's the time. We're going to listen to, let's try the song, Closer to You, Seth. Why don't you play that one, okay? And when we come back, if we have any callers, we're going to keep going. Otherwise, we're going to call it a night. So call in now. Be right back.
Yeah. If I have to wait forever, if I have to die again, there's nothing more important, there is no other way. And I am getting closer, there's nothing in my way.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that song. It's called Closer to You. Now we're going to talk to Winston, calling from Nova Scotia, Canada. Are you there, Winston?
Hello?
Hello, is this Winston?
Yes, it is.
How's it going, Winston?
Very good, thank you. Enjoying your show, as always.
Cool. So what's on your mind this evening? Are you born July 2nd, 1962?
1969.
Oh, 69. Okay. Well,
yeah.
I'm glad we got that straightened out.
Yeah. Makes me a king of diamonds.
It sure does. And so what's on your mind this evening?
I was just wondering if you see if it would be a positive year to move or to have a career change.
Well, you're in this system, Winston, our year begins on our birthday.
Right.
And so you are in the middle. You were born one day before me. We're both in our Jupiter period right now.
Okay.
And we're about halfway into our year, as you know. And there is an indication here in your card that you were supposed to stop doing what you've been doing for work.
Okay.
Like it's time to end it. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it'll be good, too. If you let it go, it'll be good.
Excellent.
Do you have any idea?
I'm looking forward.
Do you have any idea where you'll go next? What you'll do next?
Not at this time, but I've been in the position I'm in now for 15 years, so starting to get a little old.
Yeah. Well, you know, in this card system that I use, we have what we call 13-year periods.
Okay.
And you are just completing a 13-year period that began for you in 1982.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, it began in 1995. I apologize. 1995? Yeah. So this year, between now and your birthday is the end of that, and you begin on your birthday next this coming year. You begin what's called the Jupiter period of your life.
Excellent.
And that's significant because Jupiter is the most fortunate of all the planets. Okay? So most people around age 39, they really fall into the work they're supposed to be doing in it and the work that brings them the most financial success as well.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, so you're right in alignment with that. All you have to do this year is make room for that to come into your life.
That sounds wonderful.
You know, only an empty cup can be filled.
That's right.
That's the old saying. So you have to empty the cup so that something good can come in and take its place.
Well, that's what we've been thinking about, is really trying to clear out all the things that in our life that don't matter.
Yeah, and you know that you're supposed to be, you're a king of diamonds. You're supposed to have your own business.
I've always wondered what it was supposed to be, though.
Well, you know, it doesn't really matter that much. I mean, it's not that important exactly what business it is. What's important is that you're the boss.
Okay, very good.
You know, you're not just a king of diamonds, Winston. You're actually a king of hearts also.
Yes, and I've always wondered what the difference was between the two.
Well, the king of diamonds is more concerned with money, and the king of hearts is more concerned with people and family.
Okay.
But you have both of those inside of you.
Yes.
And so in your particular case, they're both important in their own way. See?
Okay.
So, but even so, the important thing about that is that you are basically two kings in one, and you're meant to lead. You have to be a leader. If you're not leading, Winston, you're not fulfilling your destiny.
Yeah, and that's why I feel at my current state right now is that I'm kind of following or kind of beside everybody, I guess, but I'm not leading.
You know, every king has one way or another they have to learn a lesson. It's always about power and authority. So either the king person has to learn how to step into being the authority, like you do,
yeah.
or there are some kings that have to learn not to be so overbearing.
Oh, okay.
But that's not the case with you. It's the other way with you. You got to learn how to be more overbearing.
Perfect. I like that. And my wife is actually a nine of clubs, and she's a king, a diamond as well. So.
Oh, she's a Sagittarian nine of clubs.
Yes.
Oh,
how would that affect us since we're into this nine period? Would that affect it at all?
That you're in a nine period? What do you mean nine
no,
period?
Well, my wife, where she's the nine of clubs, would that have any effect on things at this time?
No,
but
you know, she might want to work with you in the business.
Okay.
Because she's the king of diamonds too, so she has that same ability that you have.
Yes. Oh, that's very interesting.
It might be good. I mean, you guys got to think a little bigger in terms of finances, you know? You got to start thinking a little bit bigger.
That's very encouraging, actually.
You know, I mean, you have to say, well, listen, is this all there is for us, or can we do something bigger and better?
Yeah, well, we just feel like we're spinning our wheels now, and we're not getting anywhere where we want to go.
Hopefully that will motivate you to do something different now.
It certainly does, actually, yes.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling tonight.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much, Robert.
All right, Winston, have a great year.
If a person wanted to start to do things with your book, with you or your system, would it be best to order the whole package?
Well, the first thing to do is
start with the book.
It's good to get the books first and get grounded in the knowledge. You know, love cards
okay.
and cards of your destiny. You'll have a blast learning it and using it. And then if you decide you want to have that information at your fingertips or want to be able to do reports for people, then you can invest in the software because it's expensive, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I would just say start with the books because everything is in there. There's a lot in
right.
there. It just takes longer to use it in the beginning because you're just learning and everything.
Yes, exactly. Well, I think it'd be a worthy investment for us, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, you might want to, but, you know, it is expensive, so consider that, you know, when you go to purchase it, of course.
Yes, we will. Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Robert. I really appreciate your time.
Thanks for being a guest on the show tonight.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. Take
care. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, we have an old friend, Will Daly, who's called in many times before.
Robert? Hello? Hello, Robert?
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare Jai Rama Sita Rama 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 Hare Hare Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare Jai
Well, this is Robert Camp. We had some kind of technical problem there, but here we are. We're back, and I think we have Will Daly on the phone now, who we were waiting for before. Is Will there?
Yes, I am.
How's it going, Will?
Oh, it's going well. Let me tell you what I did in November, and I wonder if it has to do with my Ace of Spades ruling card, planetary ruling card. I had another hospice job, which lasted 22 days, and I was with the man all during that time, and then finally he passed on.
Uh-huh.
And that's about, I would say, over my lifetime, that's probably the 15th job like that that I've had.
Uh-huh.
Does that... correspond to the Ace of Spades work?
Well, you know, yeah, I'm sure it does. I mean, both your cards, the Three of Diamonds and Ace of Spades, have a lot of... You have two sevens and two nines in your life spread.
Uh-huh.
And those cards are the spiritual numbers. And nines especially are the numbers of people that do hospice work.
Uh-huh.
because 9 represents that last number, that last stage of life before death. It represents compassion for other people and the desire to take care of other people. So, you know, I think, yeah, both, but even the 3 of diamonds without the ace of spades would have that tendency, not just the ace of spades.
Well, let me tell you something that I did that I had fun doing.
Okay.
I'm actually working for a woman who has a father who's 87, and he's really toward the end of his life. He's in a nursing home, and the woman is really a lovely person and has a very close friendship with her father. But there's a little problem that she's having with one of her brothers. And so what I did was to run a relationship report between the father and the son and this daughter and the father, and a relationship between everybody you know. And then I did a summary of where they're at. And I wrote out a 3-page report, and I gave it to the daughter.
Uh-huh.
To kind of clarify some of the problems that she's having that she really could clear up if she wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And I just pointed these things out to her. Well, this was a lot of fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
It took a lot of work to research everything and then distill it down to 3 pages
mm-hmm.
to be helpful to her. But it was a lot of fun using the cards in this way.
Oh, yeah. That's great. So you're finding another that you can use it as a tool to help people that need it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's made for you. This system was made for you, being a 3 of diamonds.
Uh-huh.
So you're doing exactly the right thing.
Well, right now I'm in my Mars period, and then I'll be going into the Jupiter period, and when I get there, I think that, let me see here, I have a change of profession coming up.
Possible. Not that strong. It could be just a travel, just a trip.
Uh-huh.
So I wouldn't necessarily say it's a change of profession. But who knows?
Who knows?
We'll have to wait and see.
Well, I wouldn't mind doing more with the cards.
Well, why don't you?
Well, I think it's time, maybe. I mean, this is maybe a propitious time to do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, your long-range card and your ruling card spread is a 5 of spades. Your environment card is a 5 of spades. Your long-range and your birth card spread is a 9 of spades. I think it may be time for you to have a change of career, for sure.
Yeah.
This year, you know. So I would be asking myself, if I were in your shoes, what is really my calling?
Uh-huh.
And just follow that.
Well, you know, I've done home health care and hospice and all that business for so long that it would be kind of fun to branch out. And
I think you'd be an excellent reader. So.
Well, I think I'm going to put an ad in the newspaper.
Well, why not?
Yeah.
I would, too. I highly recommend it.
Well, making this 3-page report was just a lot of fun, and it was well received by the people I gave it to.
Well, you know, and I think that can evolve into you sitting down with him and having an hour-long reading, and, you know, it's a great way to connect with people, and it's a valuable service, and it can become the way you support this one.
Uh-huh.
There's no doubt about it.
Well, you know me, the 3 of diamonds always needs to get rid of that worry about money.
You sure do.
It's always present. Well, no, it isn't always present. Sometimes I do real well.
Yeah, it's okay. not to worry.
And lots of times I worry.
Of course. I worry too, and I'm not even a three of diamonds.
You're my counterpart, the queen of diamonds.
That's right, I'm your karma card.
Yeah. So anyway, I just had to tell you.
Well, thanks for calling in, Bill. It's good to hear from you again.
For sure.
Keep us abreast of your changes.
Yes, what?
Keep us abreast.
Oh, yeah,
changes.
For sure. Okay.
Call back when things are happening. Okay, take care, Bill.
Okay, thanks a lot, Robert.
Good night. Okay, now waiting patiently on line three is Janet from Nova Scotia, our second caller from Nova Scotia. Is she still on the line? Uh-oh, now I'm blank again. I'm getting, like, I don't know what's going on. Every time a call ends, I can't hear anything. So I'm going to hang up, and you guys call me back. I'll be right back. And by the magic of internet radio, I am back. And Janet is not with us, unfortunately. I was looking forward to talking to her because she was.
It's not Trish.
But we have Trish. We'll take Trish. Hi, Trish.
Hi.
What's your real name?
Trish.
It's not
Patricia.
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 Oh, I thought so. And are you born December 30th, 1951?
Ace of Hearts.
Oh, yes, you are indeed. And so what can I do for you this evening?
And by the magic of internet radio, I am back.
Turn the radio off, please. Turn your computer down.
Okay. What I want to know is what the cards are saying about love and money for me this year, since it's the beginning of my year.
Uh-huh.
And I also have some questions about my karma cards. But if you could do the first part, that would be great.
Okay, so how many boyfriends do you have?
Right now, none.
Oh, really? Yeah, going through a dry spell?
Well, I'm divorced about a year and a half now.
Hmm.
And I thought haven't been really interested.
Okay. Now, you study this system of cards at all?
Do I what?
Do you study my books at all?
I do. I used to do the cards every week, and I just haven't really had time. So I understand the cards, but I'm not really actively doing a lot of it.
Have you looked
right
at
now.
Your cards this year?
Not yet. I
really?
Do. I think I have a two of diamonds for this period because I went on your website and I just kind of got it really quickly. The first 52 days are a two of diamonds.
No, they're not actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it a two of hearts?
It's a two of hearts for the year.
Oh, it's for the year a two of hearts.
Yeah.
Well, I would think that would be pretty good for love.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So that answers that question.
So that looks like I'm going to be having some more love relationships coming into my life.
Yes, absolutely. At least one.
Mm-hmm. Good.
How many do you
want?
When
do you think that'll happen? Is there any indication the time frame for that?
Well, it's not really showing up. Like when, I don't think it's going to take that long, but it's not showing up as a definite event in the first three periods, so I'm not sure when a person could show up. I think they're going to show up sooner than that, though.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine in February sometime.
Well, that'd be nice, a Valentine.
If you're ready and available, you know.
I'm sort of on the edge about it. You know, I'm not,
well, then
I'm really interested,
okay.
But I'm not actively looking.
Yeah, well, you don't have to be actively looking, but you do have to be actively open and willing and wanting it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't, until you get clear about it, it may take a while, see?
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe you'll just think about it all year and not have it happen. It's up to you. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's really up to you, Patricia. It can happen sooner if you're ready to get clear about it. But if you're not, it may take a little more time. Who knows? Only you know the answer to that.
What about money, career for this year?
Are we having any problems? Are you having problems in your career or with money?
No, I really love what I do. I have two jobs. So I do two things because I get kind of bored doing one. So I do two things, and I really enjoy what I do.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if there's any indication of any changes in either of those.
I don't see any change. I see this being a really good year for you. When you're working, you're enjoying yourself, you're doing well. I don't see any problems at all.
Great. Lots of travel?
No.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, who's that?
This is Trish still.
Oh, well, something happened. All of a sudden you... Well, we don't really know what's happening tonight with the phones, but for some reason, for no reason that we can find so far, all of a sudden they can't hear me. So, but we're going to keep going and see how it goes. We have a caller named John from Los Angeles. Are you there, John?
I'm here.
Thanks for being patient, John. I appreciate it.
No problem.
And are you born November the 5th on 1955?
I am.
Okay, so what can I do for you this evening?
Well, I was told by the Destiny cards before that this is supposed to be a really good year for me. And I've been working really hard building up a new career that I've been working on for a few years. And it seems to never expand the way I wanted to, but this year it looks like it could. And I'm wondering if you can see, A, if the career will expand like I expect it to, and B, looking to get a relationship this year as well. So do you see that coming?
Okay. Well, in terms of the money, and you are a two of diamonds, so money is important to you. And by the way, two of diamonds are one of these cards that they really are good with understanding how money works, analyzing it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you have the best cards possible this year. Okay, you are supposed to have tons of money this year. If you don't make money this year, you're never going to make money. You got it?
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to having the money come in. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't make money this year with these influences you have, it's never going to happen. Because you have the absolute best influences there are possible. And see, the way this all works, John, is it's not just like destiny. It's like we have to also take part in it, you know? It's
right.
Partly due to our actions. We have to make the right choices to have things show up in our lives. So, you know, you need to, like, if I had these cards that you have, I would be expanding in every direction possible. I would ask myself, what do my customers want more of? How can I give them more of what they like about what I have to give them? And I would supply them with as much and as more as possible. And you've got until April to get that going, to have that in place.
Okay.
Okay? Because that's when it's going to hit, in April and May. They're going to be the two biggest money months of your year, and they should be huge. Actually, you should make money before then, but that those months should stand out in a certain way as being even more significant.
Great. So about relationships then, I had a relationship a few months back that actually got me into your cards, and that's not there now. So do you see, you know, how that might play over the year?
This is a woman that was into the cards herself?
Uh-huh.
Do I know her?
Possibly.
If I heard her name, I might recognize it. I remember.
Zofia.
Oh, yeah, I know that name, Zofia. But I can't remember much about her. I probably gave her a reading, though. Probably about you.
Probably. Well, I would think, you know, you tell somebody that, you know, the guy's going to make a lot of money, that'd be a good sign, you know.
Yeah. Anyway, in terms of relationships, it's not showing up to be like the biggest theme of the year for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it won't happen. I think you will have some partnerships this year, but I don't see it being like the end all or the real big focus for you this year.
Okay.
But I do think you're going to meet somebody in February and March. In that time period.
Okay.
And, you know, you'll have companionship, but it's not like that is really what is the most important thing going on. The most important thing is what's happening with your work this year. That's the big tamale.
All right. Well, that's where I'm pushing my effort, so.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right, doing the right thing at the right time. And, you know, it's almost better for a man, in a way, to get the career thing settled first and then focus on the relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then you know exactly where you're going, you know what kind of woman you want to have in your life, and it just feels better. It feels more grounded, let's say, in that way. I mean, I'm not saying it has to be that way, but that's usually how it works best. So your career, with having all this financial success in place, then you'll be ready to have the perfect woman come into your life. Okay?
That sounds like a good plan.
Now, this, for you, I just want to say one last thing, John, and this is the most important year of your entire life. This is it. Okay?
Okay.
This is called the critical year, and whatever happens this year is basically setting the stage for the rest of your life. So you want to make this as good as you possibly can. You want to take in as much abundance in every area of your life as possible. The only question is, how good can you let life be? That's the theme of age 52 for everybody. Okay?
Well, I like that, and that's how I feel this year is, too. So I guess
that's good. You must be right, I think. So I wish you the very best. And, you know, call us back in a couple months and let us know what happened.
I will.
Oh, yeah, we'd love to find out.
Well, and I just got your book, so I'll follow them and see what more information I can get that way.
Yeah, look in the, there's a chapter, I think it's in the front part of the book, about the auspicious years, and read all about the critical year. And because that's what you're in right now. You're in the critical year. And it'll tell you all about it and the different things about it that you would like to know.
Well, just as an odd side, I've got a radio show, too, and I'd like to have you on as my guest.
Well, sure. I've done thousands of radio shows. This is the first time I've had my own show, but I've been a guest on lots of shows. Where's your station at or whatever?
It's actually on the Internet. It's bigmediausa.com.
Okay.
Well, why don't my you show's send called me? Get Unstuck.
Okay, well.
And I'd love to have you on because I think you do help people to get unstuck.
Oh, good. I appreciate that. Thanks. Yeah, I'd love to be on your show. Just give me an email. Pop me an email after the show sometime, and we can set it up.
Okay, great.
All right. Thanks for calling, John. Good talking to you.
Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We have Alfie, who's been waiting from New York. Is Alfie still around?
I definitely am. Hello, Robert.
Hi, Alfie. How are you?
Very, very well, thanks.
I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know. I'm calling you because I'm looking for guidance on how to get really ready for this incredibly special year upcoming. And I have my pad and pencil ready to take notes on how to maximize the financial windfall that I'm working so hard to manifest. And just looking forward to your guidance on how to prepare for that, so to speak.
You know, you're going to be, as you know, you study the cards, and you know that you have Ten of Diamonds placement, which is called the most blessed year.
Yes.
And I think you're referring to that, right?
Yes.
And it's about receiving. You know, it's about being open to receive. That's the real message. You are in that special place. So, it's not, you know, it can be different things to different people. It can be financial, or it can be something else, you know. It can be many things. I see a Queen of Hearts in long range, too, you know. Are you familiar with that?
No.
you kind of forgot that part.
Hmm?
You forgot about the Queen of Hearts?
No, I saw it there. That's in my long range, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but, I didn't pay any attention.
Why not? Are you avoiding relationships?
Because I started my company last year, and I'm very, very focused on that. I really don't want any distractions.
Oh, do you think God cares about what you
want? I should have known you were going to say that.
You know what they say, you know, if you want to see God last, you tell him what your plans are.
Yes, Robert, I know that.
So you think it's all about money, and then your cards say it's all about love. What about that?
I'm not ready for
that. Your life for
I'm working so hard, I'm not ready for that, Robert. I'm ready, and that's a distraction.
Oh, Robert, it's too hard. I can't do that.
You know, I'm eight of diamonds. We can't handle that stuff.
Well, maybe all you're going to do is have a lot of sex. But what?
Distraction.
Oh,
just want to build my company. That's all.
Oh. Well, you know, I'm not going to say you can't do that. I certainly know that you're a powerful woman, so let's see what you can do and what you can't do. You know, we'll just have to see what you can do with all this. I think you're going to have both, though. I don't see any reason to have one or the other. You're the one that's making a limitation.
Okay.
You see that?
No, I didn't see that.
You're setting limitations on your own capacity to have.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and just, you know, just not in a major way, but just in a minor way. You know, you're saying, well, I can't have love and money at the same time.
Mm.
So, but see, God's always loving us and always wanting us to have everything that we're meant to have. And so sometimes things show up in life that in ways that we weren't expecting. Right?
Yeah.
And so we just be open, right? I mean, wouldn't you be open to having it all if God created an opportunity for you?
I would be.
Of course you would. So there's no need to be, you don't even have to worry about this, because all you got to do this year is just sit back and be an opening for receiving. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Just be open to letting good things come in your life. That's all you have to do.
And I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay.
So I see good things happening for you, definitely.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be fun. There could be some travel. There could be some changes also.
You've seen the moves?
Yeah, possibly, sure. Yeah. But just let it unfold and see what shows up.
Okay.
I mean, you've made a good plan. You've worked on it. You've got it all perfected. You're doing the best you can with it, right?
Yeah.
So So now you just surrender yourself and say, okay, let the good times roll. Let good things come to me. Let life be good.
Okay.
All right.
I'm like that.
Well, I appreciate you staying up so late to talk to me.
Oh, absolutely. You're fabulous. Whenever I can, I stay up just for this.
Oh, good. It's great to have you on as a guest.
Yeah. Well, happy New Year again.
Yeah, thanks. And, call back in a couple of months. I want to know what happened.
I definitely will, Robert, and thank you as always.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Alfie.
Yes. See you then.
Some rest.
Bye-bye.
And have a great day tomorrow. Okay. See ya. Okay. Well, we're just going to keep rolling here, if it's okay. If everybody can still hear me, do we have Christina with us? Hello?
Hello.
Is this Christina?
Yes, it is.
How are you?
How are you?
Well, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Where are you in Southern California, Christina?
I'm actually in Ojai. I'm a friend of Jai's.
Oh, okay, cool.
So.
Nice to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. I wanted to point out, my aunt just passed away yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting because this year I have the Nine of Spades as my result and the Seven of Diamonds, which is her birth card, as a Pluto.
That is very
interesting. I thought that was interesting.
Were you close to her?
I was getting to know her better since I moved back, so.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That is very
interesting.
Yeah, I thought so, too. This book is always so accurate. It really amazes me every time. It's just right there. But my main question was, my partner and I, we're both the Ace of Spades.
Uh-huh.
We're both born on the same day, February 11th.
Wow.
Just different years.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting because we both had the same due date, which was supposed to be Valentine's, but still both somehow managed to be born on the same day anyway.
That is very, very, that's a very curious, it's almost like you're twins, you know?
Yeah, it's really interesting. He's actually 6 years younger, though.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just wondering, how does the same birth card work as far as working together? Because it seems like in the past few months, we've just been having to roll with one punch after another. And I want to see if either in his chart or my chart, it shows us getting through to the other side in a good way.
Yeah. Well, you're both, he's actually, what, you say he's 6 years younger than you?
Mm-hmm.
So he's like 25?
25, yes.
Yeah. 25 is kind of young to even know what the hell's going on, you know?
Right.
I mean, seriously, it's we don't look at age differences being all that significant in today's society. At your age,
Hello?
In terms of, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I'm okay. Here.
Because I guess you can hear me for a second or something?
Yeah, but it's all right.
Okay. So what I was saying was, I think that even though age difference is not usually that big of a... He's young. He's 25.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't even gone through his Saturn return yet. He doesn't know what his life's about all that much.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Yes,
like the
I
one,
can understand that.
And you're the one who's older, so you've already been there and gone through that, and you're kind of in a more senior role of relationship, right?
Right.
Because you're the older, more experienced, and all that stuff.
I kind of feel like I've been having to roll with the punches of some of the stuff he's manifested. And it could be hard sometimes.
What kind of stuff are you referring to that he's manifesting?
Well, it's just financial things. We're trying to figure out whether to move out of state or stay, and if we move out of state, it kind of negates everything I've been working towards down here.
Uh-huh.
And it's just one of these situations where we really just don't know what to do or what direction to go.
Well, you have really good cards for moving this coming year.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what he has, but you got great cards for moving. You should move this year.
Mm-hmm.
There you have it.
Right. Now,
there's your answer.
Well, the next question is, do you see any sort of... I'm into the healing arts, and I just want to see if you see anything as far as, if I did make that move, would there still be a potential for success wherever I do choose to go?
See,
because it seems like
the cards that I'm looking
more concentrated.
The cards I'm looking at, Christina, say, what they're saying is that you move is going to be good. And it looks like a new job down there, too, a new beginning, wherever you would go.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It looks like it's happening in July, though.
In July?
Mm-hmm. But it could happen
soon.
We probably
wouldn't be ready until then.
Yeah, I mean, but it could happen in April or even May, possibly. But July is definitely a good time to have that happen. And, you know, it's like it's going to turn out to be a happy ending. That's what's important.
Okay.
You know, it's going to be a good move. So you don't have to be concerned about the particulars. It's going to work out. The thing, all you need to know is that it's going to be a good move. It's going to be good for you. It's going to be good for him. I mean, I don't know about being good for him necessarily, but I assume if you guys are going to still be together, it's going to be good for him too.
Right.
So,
okay.
That's what the influences say.
And anything about health, any sort of health issues, that looks good too?
Are you having health problems?
No, not that I know of.
would you like some?
No.
Then why are you asking about it?
Well, I'm actually asking is I've noticed I've been reading his cards and my cards, and I see all this new baby stuff coming up, and we already have a little daughter. It just seems like, oh no, not quite yet, you know.
Oh, I see. You're concerned that you might have another one.
Yeah.
Well, you might. I assume you guys are having sex.
I'm trying to be careful and conscious
about it all.
Let
me tell you a little secret. Sex causes babies.
Okay.
Statistically speaking, sex results in babies. So.
Right.
Especially when you're young like you guys.
Okay.
You know, Aquarians, you got to really talk to straight to Aquarians because they sometimes it just is so obvious they miss it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's pretty true.
Like, oh, we're on the Earth, and people have babies on the Earth. Oh, yeah, okay, I got it.
Right. Well, I guess it's just because I'm trying to get some sort of a career going. I have a tendency to be more spiritually minded, and I'm struggling to fit into more of the mundane reality.
Yeah,
and
I understand. Yeah, I understand. Well, you and your boyfriend both have a lot of Aquarius, but you also have a lot of Pisces in your charts. I don't know if you know that or not.
Oh, no, I didn't.
You have to have some Pisces to be a Nine of Spades ruling card. You just have to.
Oh.
And so you could feel a little bit like you're halfway here on the Earth and halfway somewhere else as a result.
Exactly.
Of that. That's one of the symptoms of being a Pisces, okay? Pisces are like, you know, kind of ungrounded sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that in a negative way, but just they get a little spacey, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the material things usually take care of themselves once you really get into the right groove, you know.
Uh-huh.
I don't see financial problems for you this year.
Oh, good.
So, you know.
Yeah, because it seems like my dreams and visions are a lot bigger than, you know, probably reality sometimes.
No, but that's good. I think we should all have dreams, and I think all dreams can come true. I really do. I don't see a problem with that. I think it's great to have dreams. I encourage people to always go for your dreams. Never give them up.
Mm-hmm.
My entire life has been built on dreams. Everything that I am doing and everything that I have done has always been a dream, and it's always been a dream come true. And it's gonna. And that's the only thing I'm interested in is doing things that are like that. You know.
Uh huh.
It's not really. I mean, what else would you do?
Right.
I can't see doing anything else personally, or doing it any other way. So go for your dreams. You know.
Okay, so basically what you're saying is that we really shouldn't be trying to grow any roots down here.
Well, I'm saying that anything can happen, but it looks very auspicious for you to move this year.
Yeah, I know you had mentioned before it would be way far away, kind of out of state.
Well, it doesn't have to be.
Uh-huh.
It's only saying a move of your home. It doesn't say whether it's long distance or close by. It doesn't make that distinction. The cards don't make that distinction.
Yeah. I think that's what we're mostly confused about is we have an option either move back up north or to move just across town. And so that's like the biggest hang-up for us at this point is are we supposed to make the little step or the huge leap?
I see.
And that's where a lot of the confusion comes in. It's like, should I fully dive in and try and get client base here, or should I really just, get my ducks on a line for going up north?
Well, I think you should think about it like this. It's important first to know what your purpose is all about here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get clear about what your purpose is. Have you gotten clear about your purpose yet?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I know what I want to do. It's going to take a lot of effort and a lot of money that I need to manifest to create this for everyone as a whole.
Okay, fine. That's good. Now, knowing what you want to do, what facilitates that happening the most, being where you are or moving? So you make a plan.
Right.
You know, it's called the Great Escape, you know. It's like how they planned and planned for months and months and years their great escape out of prison, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is, in your case, it's a great escape out of this life into the life of your dreams, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you plan your great escape, and you say, well, where did we go first, and what's going to happen in the first 6 months, the next 6 months, the next year? Where am I going to be in 3 years? Where am I going to be in 5 years? And you make your plan, and then you follow your plan. It's as simple as that.
Mhm. And hold the vision.
Well, yes, of course. And that's why you're doing it all.
Yeah, because I could see myself there. I could feel it. It's just I have to physically get there.
Well, you got to make a plan so you can manifest it.
Right.
You have to have. You see, once you make a plan, you'll know that you can actually do it.
Mhm. Okay. Well, it seems like all of a sudden, recently here. I asked for some signs, and it seems like a lot has been happening here.
Well, here, Christina, I don't want you to make any decisions until after your birthday, okay? You're in Neptune right now. You shouldn't try to make this decision in Neptune.
Okay.
It's the most confusing time of the whole year.
Okay.
So just put it off, okay? To say, I'm not going to think about this, I'm not going to worry about it until after my birthday.
Perfect.
And then everything will clear up, and you'll see things much differently then, and it'll be much more clear about what you need to do, for you and your boyfriend.
Okay.
Your partner.
Well, that helps a lot. That's all I need to hear.
Yeah, I forgot. I mean, I should have caught that earlier. I could have saved some time, but it just dawned on me as I was looking at your cards. Yeah, just wait until...
Okay.
After your birthday, and you'll see that, you know, within a week or two of your birthday, your whole life's going to look like a lot clearer. You'll know exactly what you want to do.
Wonderful. That explains the fog then.
Yes, you're both in Neptune too, so you're not any help to each other.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it so much.
You're welcome, Christina. I wish you guys both the best.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have time for one more call, and we happen to have one more call. It's Juliet Wong calling from San Francisco, and today is her birthday. Is Juliet here?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Juliet.
Hi.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I just want to get an outlook for my whole new year. I don't know what all those fives and jacks supposed to mean.
Well, there could be some changes ahead for you. Hope you're ready. Do you have your seatbelt fastened?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Yeah, you do got some jacks here, too, but jacks are usually people, you know,
mm-hmm.
showing up in your life. I do see you have a five of spades underlying your jack of clubs in Venus. Are you planning to move this year, Juliet?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, that could be a trip then, possibly.
Yeah, but actually a friend contacted me and wanted me to meet her in Hawaii.
When? And
yeah, around March.
Oh, well, there you go. I would suggest you go. You have good influences, and it looks like a good, fun trip.
Okay.
So, you know, but the year is still very young. You just started. And these five that you have, you're not going to even really be aware of those for at least a month, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I think in a month or so from now, you're going to start to feel restless. You're going to start to feel like you want change.
Okay.
And then you'll know what you're all about.
Do I have any good legal cards for this year? It seems like I'm always getting into an accident and dealing with legal stuff.
Well, you have not so good legal cards this year.
Oh, no. I'm so tired of these legal stuff.
Have you had an accident?
Last year, and my insurance company is State Farm, and I want to let everyone know, do not go with State Farm because they turn against you when you make a claim.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. Well, you know, there are, I personally agree with you in terms of just insurance in general. I mean, they're really a business trying to make money, and so they're not really, they have a conflict of interest by their very definition, you know, with us. They're out to
what
make
about
money,
my...
and we're out to have protection, but they're making money doesn't include us.
Mm-hmm. What about my Ford Diamond? Would that help me on the legal side at all?
Well, you have actually pretty good legal karma for a lifetime basis, but this particular year it's not looking so good. It's not looking totally bad, but It's been
really tough last year and this, and looks like this year's going to be tough too.
Because you know you have two sevens in Mars in your ruling card spread, and those are not good cards to go after legal things. When you come on Sunday, we'll be looking at your astrological stuff. We'll find out more about what's going on for you.
Okay.
It'll be a lot of fun.
So would this be at least a semi-good money year?
Well, I mean, are you working?
I started this sales job, and I'm not sure whether to stick around a few more months or just quit. It's like draining my energy.
Well, I don't see money being an issue this year at all for you. So, you know, I don't think it really matters which way you go.
Okay.
I do see work being successful. I don't see money being an issue, so I don't think that's really a problem. You have a three of clubs environment. You might want to consider something more creative, you know.
Okay.
Work-wise, I mean, three of clubs is about communicating, and it's about writing and talking and doing more artistic.
Yeah, I feel like writing a book about all my accidents and dealing with insurance companies.
Well, maybe that's what you should do. You know, it's interesting. I should tell my listening audience that you're a seven of spades, and I used to say in my book, the first thing you ask a seven of spades is, do you have any accidents, right?
Yeah.
Here you are, a seven of spades, and you've had a lot of accidents.
Yes, number 12 as of last year.
And, you know, I never have accidents. I feel jealous.
I feel you're so lucky.
I know. I'm just making a joke, actually.
I know.
Facetious. So, anyway, I look forward to meeting you on Sunday, and we will take a look at your astrology, and I'm going to tell you where all the good stuff's coming from on Sunday. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I look very forward to that.
Yeah. So,
all right, you have a good evening, Robert, and thanks again.
All right, you too, and I look forward to meeting you on Sunday.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay, folks, this concludes our show tonight. We're going to close with our favorite song, the Gayatri Mantra. I hope you enjoy it. For those of you who have heard me talk about the class we're having on Sunday, if you go to my website and click on the seminars link at the top, there is information there. And we still have room for maybe one or two more if you want to come. So if you're really interested in that, we're going to do astrological predictions for the year for each person in the class and teach you how to use astrology to make some of your own basic predictions for the year. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to have a potluck dinner and get together afterwards. So this is Robert Camp saying good night. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Monday, same time, 7 o'clock Pacific. And take care of yourself. All right, now listen to Gayatri. Good night. Thank you.
17, I lost my dream. Packed my bags with little things. Two more days, I'm off the plane. The whole world's gone insane. They gave me orders, take this gun. You'll have to shoot this till the day you're done. Fear takes over me, now I'm facing my mortality. Best I can. On this same ground, I'd have to gun him down. Somewhere I lost my soul. They call me hero, so they say. Even though they buried me today, now I'm just another casualty. Best I can. After seeing someone giving their life, yeah, something's gotta change before we all die. Never knowing if this is right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
2,000 soldiers killed in the war, yet no end is in sight. Many say the pretense for WMD was simply a ruse by government officials. Many soldiers must die is the question many parents of these brave young men are beginning to ask.
Soldier in the sun, best I can.
There is nothing to say.
Liberty, freedom here is me.
Believe the things I see. Yeah. No, I'm on the air. Hi, how you doing? This is Wesley Snipes, and I'm sitting here with my Pleiadian and Andromedan and friends. And, you know, we were just kicking it, talking about a little extraterrestrial kind of a thing. We're having a little party together. Everybody's coming through from the galaxy. But, of course, you got to get the right direction. So we got to have the right vibration. Right vibrations is listening to Dr. Fred Bell and the Health and Sciences show on BBSRadio.com. Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. Go. Where's my ticket for the ship, man?